Good morning, everyone. Hey, everybody, come on in. Welcome, welcome. I am Coach Christy. So happy to be with you guys on Saturday. How's everybody doing today? Let me open all my stuff. Let's see. What we're doing here. Good morning, Karen. Come on in, everybody. Let's see. Let me change my name here. So many things to do. Love you too, Jody. Thanks for being here today. All right, let me open this chat. Good morning from Seattle, Louisiana. Oh, I used to live in Louisiana, San Diego. Good morning, everybody. Y'all, today we are talking about one of my favorite topics. And when I first joined No BS, it was probably the one basic that eluded me the most. It was the one that I really had to work on figuring out. Does everybody know what we're talking about today? What are we talking about? Anybody know? Oh yeah, Mickey knows, stopping at enough. That's right. Today we're talking about stopping at enough. If you're new to No BS and this is your first live call, welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember that these calls are optional. If you are brand new and are listening, then you should be working your way through the No BS weight loss course. If you've been around a while, this is a fantastic call for you to be on as well, because as you know, as we lose our weight, our enough changes. Yes. Oh, Echo says this is her doable commitment this month. I love that. I love, love, love that. I remember hearing Corinne say on a call one time, it was a while ago. She said, if she only was allowed to teach one basic, y'all know there's four basics, right? Water, sleep, doable hunger, and make a plan. If she was only allowed to teach one, it would be doable hunger, right? And so I love that we're talking about this today. Okay, let's see. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on today. So I'm just going to chat a little bit as you are. Oh shit. I almost forgot. Okay. I got to bring up Coach Shannon, y'all. Shannon, you want to raise your hand for me? I'll bring up Coach Shannon. There she is. She's in the chat today. If you're new and have never been on a call before, she'll be typing in all caps just so that you know it's her. I'm going to promote her to a panelist. If you have specific questions for me, everybody, you can pop them in the Q&A. And Coach Shannon can answer them if I don't get to them. But if we have time at the end, I will look and see what's in there. All right. So as I was saying, so today we're here for about an hour. So strap in. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited that we're doing this on a Saturday too, because I don't know about y'all, but when I first started No BS, like for me, enough on the weekends, I had a different definition of what enough was on the weekends. So I love that we're doing this call on a Saturday. And that totally comes from my Weight Watcher background of like, you know, I was good all week. And so then, you know, the minute I left weigh-in from Weight Watchers, it was like, bam, all to the things that I couldn't have all week, right? So I was in this pattern of, you know, restricting and then cheating on the weekends. And so my enough, I have different definitions. I had different definitions of that on the weekend. So I did a lot of work. Karen says no sound. Can everybody hear me okay? Hey, Karen. Okay. Other people can hear me fine. Karen, it must be something on your end. Okay. Sounds great. Yeah. Yeah. Point reset Saturdays. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay. So if you're new, let me just talk very briefly about what we're even talking about, because if you're brand new and you're listening to this call, you might not even made it to that, might not have made it yet to that module on stopping it enough. So if you haven't, it is in module one of the No BS weight loss course. It is lessons 3 and 4 talk about doable hunger. One talks about waiting for hunger and one talks about stopping it enough. And there is a fantastic doable hunger cheat sheet that goes along with those lessons that gives you some really great sort of cues to maybe look for as you're learning to figure out what your hunger cues are. So if you haven't checked that out yet, or if you've been around a while and it's been a while since you've looked at it, take a look at that. Coach Shannon, if she gets a minute, she may pop that link into the chat for you. But it's a fantastic cheat sheet. You could even print it out and like leave it, you know, where you eat in your pantry at the table, things like that to help you. Okay. So this is an open coaching call. So if you would like to be coached, I see a couple of hands raised already. So this is open coaching. So we will get to as many people as we possibly can in this time. So be thinking about, we do want to be coaching on stopping it enough today, because we want to stick with our theme, since everybody's here to get some really good tips about how to make that easier. But as you're thinking about if you want to be coached, I just want to go over a couple little things. So I was thinking about, I told you guys that in the beginning, my stopping it enough was, it was the one basic that eluded me the most. And I will tell you that I sort of did an evolution. And I should just preface all of this by saying, you guys, you will probably always overeat your whole weight loss journey. I overeat, Corinne overeats, Coach Shannon probably overeats. I don't mean to be calling her out, but she probably does every now and then, right? And so this is not like, we're not looking to be perfect, right? We're just learning to find patterns and understand and get better and reduce them, okay? You do not have to eliminate your overeating to get to your goal weight. And I want to be clear about that. Okay, so I would like to invite you to consider this question, and you can pop your answers in the chat. I'd like you to think about, what is your story right now about stopping it enough? Like, in general, what do you think about the concept of stopping it enough? Okay. What do you think about that? It's a dream. Stacy says it's a dream. Okay. I'm going to assume that means like an impossibility. Have to always be a little bit hungry. Yeah. My story is, I'm figuring out. It's a great concept, but it's hard to follow. It's too hard. It eludes me. Sometimes I don't want to. Yeah, that's why we're here today. It gets me where I want to go. It sucks. Finding awareness. I don't get it. Yes, it's a learning process. It makes so much sense. It's hard and I don't want to. Thanks, Sandy. Hey, Sandy, make sure you change your chat to everyone instead of just hosts and panelists. So all of you that are typing in answers that are so good, make sure you're set to everyone so everyone can see what you're saying. It's disappointing how little food I need. Right. Okay. I think this is a really good thing to dive into. This would be a great activity for you to get into your journal with. What do I think? What's my story around stopping it enough? Some of you have a great story. Some of you are working on rewriting your story and learning different things. But this is a great place to start if you've never considered this, because if you have sort of a negative connotation around stopping it enough, it's going to be like trying to come into a new task carrying a 50-pound sack of bricks behind you. So I want you to consider redefining what enough could mean for you, okay? And we're not going to delve any more into that, but I just want you to jot that down if you're in a place that you can remember. Just journal. What is my story around stopping it enough? And let's start there. Okay, so when I think about my evolution of stopping it enough and where I was 4 years ago when I started with No BS, the first thing that I learned how to do, that it was a great skill. Are you ready? Here we go. I learned how to be comfortable feeling any feeling. So I want you to think about this. Your ability to lose all of your weight is directly proportional to your willingness to feel any feeling. So when we think about why we eat emotionally, and we know that we usually eat to cover up a feeling or create a feeling. If we're eating to cover up a feeling, but we're willing to feel that feeling and we're learning how to feel it, then it eliminates the desire for the food. So when I first started learning to stop it enough, I was fucking uncomfortable. I hated it. I was like, y'all, I was like, this sucks. This isn't very much. Everybody else still gets to eat. What the hell? I've got to be hungry. I used to be able to eat this. I had all the negative stories that created negative feelings in me, right? And so if I could get good at just allowing that negative feeling, being like, yeah, I'm just going to feel uncomfortable. I'm just going to feel negative about this. I'm going to have these feelings and that's okay. I'm here for it, right? Then I could get good at stopping it enough and then providing evidence to my brain that it's going to be okay. So if you haven't gotten to module 3 yet in the No BS Weight Loss course, the now process is there for you to help you learn how to sit with any feeling. So the first thing I did when I was learning to stop it enough was I just got really comfortable sitting with any feeling. And for me, it was honestly anger, restriction, right? Those were some very common ones for me. So that's the first thing. That's the first skill that you could work on to get really good at stopping it enough. Okay. So how to stop it enough when you just don't want to? Get good at being uncomfortable. Just be here for it. You could wake up today and be like, you know what? I'm going to stop it enough today and it's going to fucking suck and I'm totally here for it. I'm ready. I'm ready to see. I'm ready to just sit through it. Okay. So check out that now process. All right. The second skill that I got really good at was talking back to that negative story around why I didn't want to stop it enough. This took some time, y'all. And it was a process. The first thing that I had to do, number one, I had to know what it was that I was thinking that was making me feel like I didn't want to stop it enough. Okay. So I had to have some awareness. So this is where, like, some of y'all have already put in this stuff, right? So what are some common things we tell ourselves about? Now I want you to picture, like, in the moment, maybe it's tonight, maybe tonight's pizza night, right? What are some common things that you're going to tell yourself in the moment when you get to your enough point and you just don't want to stop? What are some common things you say? Type it in. Somebody said, it tastes so good. What else do we got here? Oh, let me scroll down. I'll do better tomorrow. Oh yeah, that's a good one. A little won't hurt. I paid for it. Yes, I deserve it. Just this one time is fine. Fuck it, I don't really care. Yes, I'll do better tomorrow. I think I said that one. Yeah, I really don't want to do what's coming up next. So I'm just going to stay here buffering, right? You know what? This actually won't be as good tomorrow. So I need to just go ahead and eat it now. These are some common ones that I think sometimes, y'all. I don't want to waste it. There's only a little bit left, so let me just go ahead and finish this. This is the one thing I can't control myself over. I mean, but it's pizza, y'all, right? Like, I can do good with everything else, but this is just the one thing. It's like my will be. Don't take overeating from me with this, right? Everyone else is still eating, right? Anything else? Let's see. I'm going to scroll back down. Ooh, y'all are flying them in here. Eat it before someone else does. Yes, I have thought that before. I used to think that a lot with donuts and my kids. Yeah. I don't want to be hungry for the last hour of work. Right. I might get hungry later, so I'll just go ahead and eat a little bit now. Yeah. Good job, everybody. Yeah. These are some common things. So the second thing that I got really good at was just hearing what my excuses were. By the way, y'all know that the one event that we're having this year, the no excuses camp going on middle July, you can still sign up for virtual. So this is what we're talking about, right? Your excuses to keep going when you know you've had enough. Yeah. So check into camp if you haven't signed up for it yet. All right. So how do we know? How do we know what our thoughts are before we can start talking back to them and telling ourselves a new story? How do we know? What is the one tool that we have in No BS that helps you see your thinking? Anybody know? What is it? Anybody know? The four N's. Excellent. Journaling. Yes. Excellent. Journaling. I see journaling. Yes. Yes. Think, feel, do cycle. Okay. Understanding that our thoughts create our feelings. Yes. Right. Oh, there you go. Who said it first? Administrator. I don't know I don't think that's your real name. Administrator. The discovery worksheet. Right. So the discovery worksheet is the single most valuable tool we have when you want to understand your thinking behind why you didn't stop it enough. Okay. If you are not currently doing discovery worksheets, I highly, highly suggest you do that. They are not punishment, guys. They are really the opportunity for you to find your pattern thinking. Some of us will find a pattern. Like, there's probably a top three or five things that you overeat over, like a sentence. Okay. So the discovery worksheet is a great, great way to do that. So that's what we have. So look for your patterns, find your top three things, and then go to work on them. Okay. When you are thinking about, well, what do I say back to this? You guys have all said it already. One of the best ways to come up with what to say to yourself instead of our shitty thoughts that aren't helping us, like it tastes so good, it won't be good tomorrow, somebody else is going to eat it. How do I know what to say back instead? That's where we can use the four N's. Give yourself some compassion by normalizing why you say this. Why do you say these things? How does it make sense, right? So give yourself some compassion by using that second four N, which is normalize it. And then the third, neutralize it. And then finally the fourth, next best thought. That's the part where you're going to come up with what you're going to say back to yourself when you hear that shitty thinking. And guys, this is all for you on the Discovery Worksheet. All of this information that I'm saying right now is right there for you. It has you identify your thought. Hey, and by the way, if you don't know, just take a guess. Like sometimes we're like, well, I don't really know what I was thinking. Just take a guess. If you had to guess, what would you say? Right? It may not be right, but hey, it's still good work to do. Because the guess that you come up with is probably something you've thought in the past. So even if you weren't thinking it in that moment, you probably had that thought in the past. So it's still a great exercise to work through. Okay. All right. Now, what about in the moment? Because I have a lot of my clients, my private clients will say, okay, Chrissy, I know all this, but in the moment, I don't stop myself. I don't say these things. Like I guess the negative thought just comes in and I just find myself eating and blah, blah, blah. So this is a great strategy to use if you are working on slowing things down in the moment so you can have this conversation. I really, really invite you, once you've found your patterns, to do this work outside of your eating pattern window. So like if you know what your overeating window is, if you're like, oh my gosh, I always overeat on dinner at Friday nights when it's pizza night, or I overeat when all the kids go to bed and I just sit on the couch. Like if you know where your patterns are, or I overeat every time I think this, okay? If you know what your patterns are, then do that work outside of that eating window. Do it in the morning. You know, the question on the, there's a great question in your planner. And it's like, what is one obstacle I might face today? If you have a pattern that you're working on, like let's say it's Saturday night pizza night, and that's tonight. And you know that that's one of your very common places to overeat. Saturday morning, outside of that eating window, do some journaling. What are the thoughts you're going to think instead? What is your story around pizza night going to be now? What are you going to practice? Do it outside of that window so then you can feel more prepared. Okay. There is a fantastic Facebook post it was from a couple weeks ago. And I'm going to have Shannon put it in the chat, and it's also going to be in the show notes. I don't think we've ever actually linked a Facebook post before. If you're not on Facebook, please do not worry. There's still lots of places to get this resource. But someone asked for thoughts to think instead of her shitty ones about stopping it enough. And there was like 100 comments. So I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a great post. She just popped the link in the chat, but you should check it out after this call. It'll also be in the show notes for you if you want to come back to it when the replay is posted on Tuesday. All right. Now I'm just going to tell you, and then we're going to get to coaching. The third way that I really ratcheted up my ability to stop it enough was, I would say, like probably my highest level work that I've done so far. So remember, the first thing I did was I got really good at feeling any feeling. I wasn't even trying to switch my thoughts. I was just like, yeah, this is going to suck, but I'm here for it. Like, I'm just going to allow it. I'm going to really drop into my body. I'm going to experience the feeling of shittiness, and I'm here for it. That was the first thing I did. The second thing I did was I started busting some of my excuses. I got really aware at what exactly it was that I was telling myself. I found my patterns, and then I went to work on each one of those patterns until I had a different story around them. And until I got really good at telling myself what I wanted to think instead of what I was going to habitually think. Okay. And that leads me to my very next level that I've been working on lately. So the last way that I got really good at honoring my enough was I started asking myself, what do I really need right now? What do I need in this moment that I've been using food to solve for? Do I need to rest? Because one of my patterns, y'all, was buffering from an activity that I had coming up, or buffering from the thoughts about what I still should be doing. So for me, it was like, you know, I worked all day and then I got home and I ate dinner, but yet I still have the laundry and the kids had homework. And then don't you know, tomorrow's going to be a really long day too, because you don't have this and this and this. right? And so I would find myself not wanting to stop it enough because my brain was just still going. So what I really needed in that moment was I really needed to stop and give myself peace and quiet for a few minutes. So this is next level stuff. If you're a new beginner, you are going to learn so much in your journey about being able to do this skill. But if you've been around a while and you haven't started asking yourself, hey, what do I really need right now that's not this food? This could be your next level work. Okay, let's get to some coaching, shall we? All right, let's see. Patty, I'm going to call you up first because your hand was raised. I think I saw it first. All right, she's coming on up. Promote to panelist. All right, let me scroll down in the chat. All right. Oh, Patty declined. Okay, Lois. Lois N. Oh, I hate Zoom when I hover over and then it goes away. Don't you hate that? Okay, here we go. Lois N is coming on up. She is joining. That's what my computer says. Oh, Lois, look at your cute picture. All right, we cannot hear you. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
There.
Hi, Lois.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I have on my season light, so you're going to get the back flow for the...
It's fantastic.
Gray Michigan winters. It's a gray Michigan winter.
I love it. My mom's from Michigan, but she's from like Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. So yeah, yes. She knows about those. Yes. Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about today?
Well, so, I mean, this is perfect for me because I completely overate last night and I did not stop it enough and I did not listen. And I know that it's driven by fear. And thing is that I know what to do, but in the moment, I don't do it. And like, could I have done it differently? Could I have not ordered the, you know, they were like little garlic dot balls. Could I have not eaten bread? Yeah, I could have. Do I listen to Corinne? Yes. Do I listen to what everybody says? Yes, I do. But in the moment, I don't stop. And then I felt horrible last night. I had, you know, gut rot, just crappy sleep, the whole thing. And so today I'm just like, I'm not a self-flagellator. Like I don't beat myself up, but I'm like, well, what can I do today that will serve weight loss? So, you know, I've shopped, I'm going to plan for, you know, a soup and do my meal prep for the week because I just want to keep going forward, but I would like to, I'm not sure what it's going to take because I've been around long enough to know better, but that's not the point.
So let me just stop you right here, Lois, because let me just say, I want to give you props for just a second. I love that you are not self-loathing, right? That's fantastic, right? When we are in a space of like guilt and shame over something that we did, we will never look for solutions. Like you wouldn't even be asking me the question, like, how could I improve? Like, what could I do? Because you would be so busy beating yourself up that your brain would just be occupied. Your brain would be like, I don't know. We're not worried about solutions. We're just worried about the shit show and everything we just messed up with our weight, right? Or beating ourselves up about, oh, we'll never get this and all those things, right? So I love that you're not self-loathing. That's great. I also really like that you asked the question, like, I'm not sure what happened. I don't really know. I don't know what I could do next time. This is what we want to do because you want to move forward, which I'm all about, right? Yeah. Guys, let me just say this. There is zero upside to beating yourself up after an overeat. All that's going to do is mess up the way you show up the next day. It's like, I want you to think about like, put, you know, you got everybody's like, you know, that 50-pound bag of bricks I was talking about in the beginning, right? Like when we feel like we're screwing things up and we're focused on things, it's like putting another brick in your load and then trying to run a marathon the next day. Every time that you beat yourself up about something, it's going to be really challenging to show up in a positive way the next day. This is why discovery worksheets are so helpful because they provide value to the overeat. So if you can go back, Lois, like, well, let me ask you this. Did you do a discovery worksheet? Let's start there.
So I haven't done that yet because I was out early and out this morning. And this is a different kind of discovery worksheet because my discovery worksheets normally revolve around the eating chair over there and nighttime eating. And I know that that's out of boredom and I don't choose to do something different. Or in the moment, you know, in the moment, fuck it, pick up from somebody that brought something into the pantry at work. So this is different. So I haven't done it. And the thing I did grab this morning is my journal, because what you said at the beginning, you said your ability, no, watch for the patterns and then write about it outside of the eating time. I have never done that.
I have not done that.
I don't journal enough. I know there's more I could do. And then I'm just not doing it perfectly. And I know that it's not to be done perfect, but I really would like, you know, I did well last year. I got off 13.8 pounds over the year, but I'd like to move just a bit quicker.
Right? Okay. So if you want to move quicker, let me tell you the best way you can move quicker. Don't shove your overeats under the rug. Look at everyone, put it on the table and study it from every side.
Okay.
Your all of the answers for you to get to your goal weight are in your overeats.
Okay.
Every single one of them, right? Because it's like Jenga, right? Once we figure out, oh, this is the thought, this is why I overate, because I was telling myself this. We're like, oh shit. Well, okay. So now I'm going to be on the lookout. I love this. We're going to bolo. We're going to be on the lookout for this thought, right? Okay. And because you'll hear it again, this is why we do the discovery worksheets. Okay, so let's just do one. You want to do one in real time here? Let's just get that. Let's just do the highlights. Okay, so what did you overeat?
All right, so we were at an Italian restaurant and they were these garlic bread. They're little balls of bread. I mean, they're carrots.
Bread and balls. So, everybody, she was eating the bread balls.
I was eating the bread balls, and then it was pasta, and I don't normally eat gluten, so I ate all of it because I didn't want to take it home because I didn't want to eat gluten today. So there were two thoughts going on there. Two thoughts.
Okay. And
so then that's what I did. I mindlessly kept taking the balls, drilling them in the butter. And
okay. All right. So I'm going to stop you right there. So on your discovery worksheet, under the first N, I noticed I was thinking, I don't want to take this home tomorrow.
Yes.
Or I don't want to eat gluten. Is that what you said? I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow. I think that's what you said.
Well, that had to do with the pasta. Well, and the bread. Yep, it is. It's about gluten.
Okay. I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow. Today's the only gluten day I get. So I better hurry up and get it all in.
Right? It does. That's exactly it.
Okay. So here you go. So the thought that got you to overeat was, I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow. Now, I know some of y'all in the chat are thinking, well, why would she have to eat it tomorrow if she took it home? She wouldn't, but you know, we're talking about habit brain, right? We're all very conscious and logical right now, but last night, not so much, right?
Right.
Okay. So we notice we're thinking, I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow. Okay. So let's normalize that. How does that make sense that you thought, I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow, so I need to eat it now? How does it make sense that you thought that? Where does that thinking come from?
Okay, that thinking comes from the fact that if I eat gluten, I'm not celiac, but it affects me in a way that makes my joints ache and my feet ache. And so, you know, I chose to eat it last night, and I don't want to take it home because today I'm not eating, you know, I mean, it's just a thing, right?
Yeah,
it's like a Friday night treat or something. I'm sure, like a dog.
Yes. So that thought makes total sense. Like, I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow, so I need to eat more of it tonight. That thought makes sense because you have been restricting days that you eat gluten, which we all know what, when we think of restricting in a negative way, not that everybody restricts, right? Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. But when we feel restriction in the negative kind, if you've been doing that, well, no wonder, right? It's normal for your habit brain to be like, oh, well, you know, it's going to be a whole nother week before we get this again. We better hurry up and get it in, right? So it's normal. Of course you wanted to overeat. Of course you did, right? All of us would. If I presented any of you with a food that you really liked and I said, hey, this is the only time you're getting it, you'd be like, oh, fuck, let me hurry up and eat it all. How much do I get? How much time do I have, right? Of course. Right. So it makes complete sense that you wanted to overeat because you were thinking the thought, I'm not getting this tomorrow.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Okay. Now let's neutralize it. What are the facts of this situation?
The facts are I ate gluten and I choose to do that occasionally. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So the facts are I ate gluten. I ate garlic knots or garlic dots. I think you called them.
They were.
Bread balls. Ate the bread balls. Right. Yeah. I ate four. Right. Just the facts of the ovary. All right. Now tell me, instead of thinking, I don't want to eat gluten tomorrow, so I need to eat it now. Instead of thinking that, what could you think instead?
Well, my thought goes to, why don't you just get off the smack for good and just not choose to eat it ever? So, and I know that's not the correct thought because then that's...
Well, listen, there's no correct. Let me just stop you right there, Lois. There's no correct. It's whatever's going to work for you. It's your next best thought, not the next best thought. It's not right. Like there is a perfect one. What is your next best thought? Think about the moment, right? Think about the moment you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, you're not going to get gluten tomorrow. So tonight's the night. What do you think the next best thing you could think is that would be helpful?
That's okay. It's okay if I'm not going to eat gluten tomorrow, right? And lately I've been taking home leftovers because I don't want to not send it back to the kitchen to go in the trash, but then I'm learning to throw it out after 3 or 4 days as it sits in the fridge.
Okay. So there you go. So there's your next best thought. I should have said next best thought or action, right? There's your next best action. In the moment, do you think you could have thought or and said, you know what? I can take this home and then I can decide tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to decide in this moment. I can take it home and think about it. Maybe you decide to eat gluten tomorrow. Maybe you decide, you know what? I'm really glad that I just brought it home. But the more that I think about it, I'm just going to toss it.
Yes.
Yes. That's why it's called next best thought.
Okay.
Right? It's yeah. The very next one that's just a little bit better than I have to eat all this now because I'm not going to get it tomorrow. Okay. So what we just did was we did step two. You heard your thinking, which is so good, right? And then we're going to talk back to it. So now, the next time that you have gluten planned, what do you think your strategy could be?
Well, so what I could have done, you know, in the moment, in retrospect, I could have ordered salad with it and, you know, had that and then chosen not to eat the dots. I mean, they really weren't that good. In retrospect.
Okay. So there's a strategy. So when is the next time you have gluten planned?
I don't. See, I don't regularly plan it.
Well, whenever it happens, I want you to remember this call. You can go back and watch the replay. And you'll be like, wait, what did she say to do again? The next time you have gluten planned, like if you're going to the Italian or you're going to whatever else, right? Whatever other bready things you have coming up, right? I want you to journal in the morning. Answer that question. What is one obstacle that might get in my way? I want you to write the thought, I'm only going to get this tonight,
right?
Or whatever it is, the thought that you, yes, I'm only having this tonight. That's the obstacle that's going to get in your way. It's not the gluten that's getting in your way. It's thinking, it's the thought that's creating some scarcity around it, right? And so your strategy that you said is, you know what? I'm going to order a salad with it, right? That could be a great strategy. What else could you think? Remember the thought that we came up with? I'm testing you here to see if you remember. What was the next best thought?
Well, the next best thought was I can just, you know, eat to satisfy and stop at the pause and then take it home, throw it out.
Yeah. You can say, you know what? I'm not going to decide in the moment to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop and then I'll decide the next day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Good job, Lois. Everybody, look at Lois build out the discovery worksheet for last night. This is really important. Thanks, Lois.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Welcome so much. It was great to meet you.
Take care.
And now I can't find my mouse. You're welcome.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, this is really important, everybody. This is why we do the discovery worksheets, right? We want to give value to, like, can you imagine if she would have just swept this under the rug and just kept going today and be like, yeah, whatever, that was last night. I screwed up. It's fine. Right? What we would have missed this fantastic opportunity to realize the thought that got her to eat. And then we wouldn't have been able to come up with this plan for the next time that she plans gluten. So that's why we do discovery worksheets. Okay. Janet, you ready, Janet? Here we go. Coming on up. are we doing on time? 10:34. Woohoo. All right. All right, Janet.
Hi.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. Oh, look at y'all. Is that your real background? Or is
no,
that
no.
Zoom background? It's, oh, okay. It's so pretty. I'm like, look at all the plants. You must be well oxygenated. Thanks for coming on today. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I ate McDonald's last night.
Okay.
And I, instead of getting two McChickens, I got one. I just ordered one.
Okay.
And then I ordered, I think I do that almost every Friday with my son. We go like, since I don't have time to, because I'm traveling back and forth to pick him up and then drive him back to my stepmom's, I don't have time to, you know, sit down and do dinner.
Okay.
So we go and we stop at McDonald's because that's usually what he wants. So I ask him, what do you want? And he asks, and all right, let's go to McDonald's. And usually for my trips, I always get like this, you know, big cheeseburger and I get the fries and the soda. Uh-huh. And then with him, I get him his regular, you know, chicken nuggets that he likes and stuff. But instead, I got just one McChicken. And then I was just eating it normal. And it was like, oh my God, I'm full with this McChicken, but I'm usually, mm-hmm. I usually eat more than this.
Okay.
And that's when I realized I was almost going to overeat with all the, gonna eat his fries.
Mm.
Because I thought, I was like, I'm not full with this, just with this little sandwich when I eat this, when I'm used to this big sandwich.
Mm. Mm.
And then I see my son eating the McChickens and a cheeseburger, which is he's over, like, I feel like he's overeating. Like, mm-hmm. are you full? Like, no, I want more, my son says. And then I tell him, but you're eating a lot because I'm already full with the McChicken. So I feel mm-hmm. very full mm-hmm. because I'm being aware of like that I'm, you know, I'm trying to be more aware of how I'm eating and mm-hmm. when I'm full or not.
So did you, Janet, did you catch your thought? Did you, if we were doing, well, let me ask you this. Did you end up overeating or no?
That's the thing. That's why I need to know. Did I over, I was full, but I was, okay. but this is for the first time I wasn't full to the point where I was sluggish.
Okay. So you're not sure if you actually overate?
Yes.
Okay. That's okay. How long have you been in no BS?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, y'all. Janet's already working on her enough and she's been around 2 weeks. I love it. Okay. Janet, it is totally normal that you're not exactly sure if you overate or not. You look at all the, oh my gosh, you probably can't see. You're getting so many hearts and little celebrations and hand claps. Yes. It is, you are right. Oh, this is so cliche to say. We say this all the time in OBS. You're exactly where you need to be. That is so normal that you're not sure.
Okay.
So my best advice for you right now is just celebrate the shit out of yourself that you ate less than you normally did and you were okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't stress yourself out with worrying about, was that enough? I don't know. Maybe that was still too much. Oh my gosh, I had this desire to eat the fries. Because the fact that you even caught yourself, that is so great. This is so great. So to answer your question, I don't know if you did or not. I don't know. Right? Here's what we do know. All we know is that you ate less than you normally did. You had a desire to keep going because you had a thought of, oh, surely that can't be enough. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. I only had one sandwich. I normally eat this. Maybe I should eat the fries just to be safe, right? Of course. So did you overeat? I have no idea. Now, here's what I will say to you. It cannot ever hurt you to do one of those discovery worksheets.
Okay.
They are not punishment. If you're curious, like, I wonder if I should just jot this thought down about like that you had, like, maybe this wasn't enough. I should eat fries. if I just want to write that down somewhere so I have a record, in case I start seeing that come up a lot, because mm-hmm. chances are you might hear that thought again. Because as you're learning your enough signals, how many of y'all in the chat, tell me how many of y'all in the chat have been surprised about how little food you actually need? And I say how little, that's not a good way to say it. But what I mean is you're surprised that you need less than you thought you ever did. Yes, you're getting all kinds of thumbs up, right?
Yeah.
So it's great. You are in the perfect place to realize, oh my gosh, I ate less and I was okay. I think I had enough, right? That's all you do. So just celebrate yourself now. Just celebrate and yeah. keep listening for that enough. Just keep listening.
My thought after that was like, I guess my habit brain kept like, this is not working. I don't know if I'm doing it right. Maybe I should just, you know, quit.
Yeah. And what evidence did your habit brain provide you that it's not working? What was your evidence?
That it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Why did you have the thought it's not working?
Because
what's your evidence?
Because
you felt full. Oh, so you're making a big deal out of the overeat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yes. So there's another great thought that you could put in those four ends, right?
Okay.
This is not working because I feel full. Right. So if you were to put that, how does it make sense that your brain thinks, oh, Janet, you feel kind of full. This isn't working for you. You're going to quit. How does it make sense? Have you done a lot of diets in the past?
Yeah, I've done a lot of diets where I'm like very hungry.
There you go. Of course your brain thinks this isn't going to work because you feel satisfied and your brain thinks that in order to lose weight, you have to be hungry. So no wonder. Yeah. Say that again.
And my brain thinks I can't eat McDonald's.
Yes, of course. Your brain has all kinds of shit to say about what happened, right? Oh, girl, I know you ate less sandwich, but I think you still feel full. This is probably not working. You're probably not going to lose. And you know you ate McDonald's. You shouldn't be eating McDonald's, right? Your brain is going to have a lot to say. And especially because you're new, you're going to work through so many things on your journey. You're going to work through that diet mentality. You're going to work through all your past and start thinking about food and your satisfaction and trusting your body. You're going to learn all of these things on your journey. So you just let that habit brain say, let him throw some shade on you. That's fine. Right. But he's wrong.
Okay.
He's wrong.
Thank you.
So that's all you need to start telling yourself. So your homework, young lady, three things. One is celebrate yourself. You did amazing last night. That was amazing that you were even brave enough to just order one sandwich and try it out. That's fantastic. Number two, pull out one of those discovery worksheets, throw one of those thoughts in there and just give it a whirl, right? You're never going to hurt yourself doing one. And number three is you tell that habit brain, you're just wrong about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Good job. It was really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Welcome to LBS. See ya. All right. So good. All right, Clarice, you're coming up. Oh my God, Sam, can you just give me that arrow? Here we go. I wish I could watch the chat and coach at the same time. It looks like y'all are having fun over there. I'm having fun here coaching. All right, Clarice. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself because you are muted. Are you there, Clarice? Hello, hello. We cannot hear you or see you. There you are. Now I can hear you. Hi, Clarice.
Hey, I'm actually kind of shocked that you called on me. Oh, my dog's pointing to.
You're shocked that I called on you? Why is that?
I've done a couple of these calls now, and I never get picked. And so I was just kind of like doing dishes and stuff while I was listening, and then all of a sudden you called my name. oh no, where's my phone?
I love it. Well, welcome, welcome. Is there a place that you can go to that we won't be able to hear your dog? Because it's going to be hard for the members to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, I'm gone now.
Yeah. Listen, do not feel bad because I have a little Yorkie and I have my office doors like locked so they can't come in here. And she has been whining outside the door. I'm surprised y'all can't hear her. She's like so pissed off that I'm not letting her in here to sit with me.
It's very vocal.
Typical Yorkie. Exactly, Stacy. I know, babies. All right, Clarice, what are we talking about today?
Raise my hand because I joined OBS end of September. So it's been a couple of months. I'm slowly working my way through the course. I'm in module 4. So I've heard and seen a lot of things. And like I said, I've done a bunch of coaching calls. They're awesome. But when I sit down with food and I try to listen for my enough, it's like I play this little rebel game with myself and I think it's enough. Mm-hmm. But I'm just gonna keep eating some anyway because I'm not really sure.
Mm. Okay, so
then I kind of hit full and I'm like,
Yeah. Okay, so Clarice, can you turn on your camera? We have some members that want to see your beautiful face.
I'm so not camera ready, but let me hold on.
It's okay, girl. We know. Oh, what are you talking about? You're not camera ready. You look adorable. Get out of here.
Sure. So that's
you look great. You look great. Thanks for turning on. Everybody can see you now. Now they're all happy. Okay. So I want you to say this again. So you said two things. You said, I'm a rebel, but then you also said, I'm confused about what enough is. Those two things don't really jive, right? How can you be a rebel if you don't know what your enough is? So is the truth you do know what your enough is, but you're just rebelling against it? Or you truly are confused about what your enough is?
I get to it so much faster than I think I should. That I'm like, oh, no, we can't. No, that can't be right. And
did y'all hear her thought? Yes. Did you hear your thought that you just said? Yes. I get to it faster than I think I should. Welcome to the pissed off at what our enough is club. Yes. Right? This is no different than Janet from the last one. She's kind of annoyed that she only gets one chicken sandwich now. Right? It's normal, right? It's normal to be frustrated or upset. I mean, I think we've had coaching calls where we've talked about this before. Like there's like a mourning period like that a lot of people go through. And so the first thing, you remember the first thing I talked about on the call about being willing to feel any feeling? This could be really helpful for you. Are you willing to just be a little bit annoyed that you reach your enough? Are you willing to experience that?
Gonna get to the goals I want.
Okay.
I guess I haven't been because I have been ignoring enough and going, no, yeah. Going to blow right past that.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say, y'all, I mean, you are not, you know, our brain likes to pretend we're confused about something when we don't want to do it, right? Like if y'all have kids, let me just tell you about my kids and what they do. I'll be like, hey, can you unload the dishwasher? You know what inevitably my son says? Well, I don't know where those things go. I'm confused, right? It's like, dude, you have lived in this house for 2 years. You know where that shit goes, or just put it on the counter and I will tell you, or take a guess, just put it away, right? Our brains do the same thing. Let me tell her that I'm actually just confused about my what my enough is, because then she doesn't really have to do it because, you know, she doesn't know. Like, oh, we didn't know. But the truth is we know, we just don't like it. The truth is he knows how to unload the dishwasher. He just doesn't like to do it, right? So here's the question. Are you willing to feel right now a little bit frustrated and annoyed with where your enough is to get to your goals? We cannot hear you, my friend. Oh, Clarice. Oh, there you go. Say it again. Yes.
Try that.
You're going to try it. Yes. Yes. Just be open to it. Be open to the feeling. So what do you think, what name the feeling that you think you're going to have? What's the name of the feeling you think you're going to have when you stop at your enough tonight?
can't be here already.
Okay, so what is the name? Give me the one word that when you think the thought, I can't be here already, that feels like what? Disappointed. Okay, I know your sound is not that great, but I saw your lips say disappointed, right? Yeah, so we're going to feel disappointed. Awesome. Are you willing to feel disappointment for a little bit? You willing to feel a little disappointed? Nope, we cannot hear you again, my friend. Oh, Clarice, I'm so frustrated. Okay, there you go. You willing to feel disappointed?
We'll call it.
No. Oh, y'all. Nope, not now. Shoot. Okay. It's okay, Clarice. You said you were willing. That's all I care about. You're willing to feel a little disappointed tonight. Okay. Disappointment. Feeling the feeling of disappointment, I really encourage you between now and then to just kind of go back and listen to that now process on how to feel disappointed. Just prepare yourself a little bit. I'm just going to be with the disappointment. I'm just going to allow it tonight. And then you can kind of just move on to the next level of talking back to that thought that you're going to have. But for tonight, let's just say, you know what? I'm going to be a little bit disappointed and I'm here for it. Okay. Give me a thumbs up, Clarice. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry the sound didn't work out so good for you, but I hope you got some help on this call. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate you. All right. Let's see. Sometimes our internet is wonky. All right. Meredith. All right. Meredith Richter. How are we doing on time? Oh, we good. We good. Meredith is coming on up. Yeah. She was having some trouble. Divorce says so relatable. Being with those feelings are not easy, but I keep telling myself it's doable. Excellent. All right, Meredith, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. And then we just need to see your beautiful face.
I'm trying.
Those flowers are very pretty.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Hey, Meredith, how are you?
I'm mortified. It works out this morning, but I'm so excited.
She just said she's mortified because she worked out. You're mortified about the way you look because you worked out?
Yes.
Y'all are can you so hear me funny. Okay? I can totally hear you okay. Yes, okay, ma'am.
Awesome. Everything you said today, I joined in March and I've really been working on a lot of my habits and increasing my sleep and my water. Like a lot of things are nailed down. And when you're talking about your Saturday pizza story, I have a Friday local pub habit with my husband. I don't go to the pub. He only wants to bring home buffalo wings and we call them Irish nachos, fries with bacon, and like watch Netflix together. I'm willing not to do it every Friday, but this is something he wants, and he's been so supportive of everything with the no BS with me. It's the one thing he doesn't want to stop doing. The other problem, I'm a teacher and I get up at 4:30 in the morning by choice. I just like that quiet morning to plan and set my day. And my lunch is at 10:30. I'm done at work. If I leave right at like 3, and I'm hungry when I get home. So I feel like if he's not coming home to like 7 with the food, I'm like eating to like wait for dinner with him. And then I just, it's always, not always, but most of the time I'm overeating during that wing night with him.
All right, let's talk about that one. But before we do, can I just say, as a former teacher, thank you so much for all you do for the future.
Oh, thank you.
Of our country. We appreciate you. I teachers do not get paid enough and they don't get enough thank you. So just from me to you, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you. I truly love teaching. So thank you.
Good for you. Good for you. Me too. I miss it some days. Okay. So a couple of things. So you said one of the suggestions you had is I'm willing to not do it every Friday night, but then you said, but that's really important to him. So for all of you listening, if there are foods that you find you typically overeat and you're new to no BS and you're just working or if there's just some foods that you just don't want to figure out right now, then it's absolutely an okay strategy to just not be around them. Like, that's fine. Like, cause I know a lot of you, when she said, oh, I'm willing to not do it every night, it's like, no, but he wants to, and you need to work on this and blah, blah, blah. And that's all true. But like, for example, I have a private client who, you know, she overeats chips and dips a lot, right? A lot. That's dramatic. But that's her thing, right? And so one of her strategies right now, she's just not buying it right now. She knows that eventually she might want to work on that skill of being able to have the chips and dip around and all that stuff, but she just doesn't want to work on it right now. So that's a perfectly fine strategy. Okay. Now, what I'm hearing you say is, but you do want to be the kind of person that can have this night with their husband mm-hmm. and not overeat. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So since that's the skill we're working on, what is the overeating doing for you on that night? How is it serving you?
I'm finding it's happening when, I'm usually good at like stopping with the wings at enough or whatever, you know, the chicken mm-hmm. part, it's these Irish nachos. I'm like, I'll mm-hmm. just, cause I know he'll be done. And I'm like, oh, I'll just pick off the bacon. I'm picking. I'm not mm-hmm. paying attention. Cause I'm in my mind, I'm just picking. Uh-huh. There can't, and I'm eating past and I'm watching television and it's uh-huh. a mindless thing. And I don't know how to make it less mindless because that's what we're sitting on the couch I'm sitting on now. Uh-huh. He's next to me. The food's here, the TV's there. And it's a cycle. And I keep regaining the same weight I've been working all week to lose. And then, you know, I've lost 17 pounds on this program. I know it works. It's just, and I love everything. And I know if I could just get this one thing dialed in a little bit, I could make more progress.
So Meredith, do you see that you've identified one of your patterns?
Yes.
Okay. So this is fantastic. Like now we can be like laser focused, right?
Yes.
This is so much better than like, I'm just and I can't ever stop and blah, blah, blah. Not Meredith. She's like, y'all, this Friday night, specifically with the bacon on the nachos. Like you're so specific with what's happening here. This is so good, right? Because now we're not just trying to put band-aids on like a bunch of shit. You're like, I just got to fix this one thing. This is what I'm focused on right now, which is so great. And this is why doing the work of recognizing your patterns is amazing, because otherwise our brains will tell us we overeat all the time. Everything's a problem, blah, 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 right? And then we feel stuck. It's like, oh my God, everything's a problem. I don't even know where to begin. But you know, you're like, no, I'm going to work on Friday night nachos. Like y'all, you'd be telling your accountability, I'm working on Friday night nachos, y'all. Just be looking out for it. Okay. So I know you think in the moment it's mindless. We have a bunch of calls on mindless eating. I highly, highly encourage you to go to the website, nobswomen.com, go in the search bar and type in mindless eating. Okay. There's going to be so much material for you to listen to. Okay. But in that moment, do you remember my suggestion that I gave in the beginning of the call when I said, okay, what about if you don't know how to do it in the moment? Like you're in the moment and it just happens and you're not interested. Do you remember what I said you should do?
When I'm doing my plan for the day, and I'm an obstacle for the day. And I usually struggle with what to put there.
Well, now you go. Well, at least now you'll have something every Friday to write.
It's funny. My accountability partner's on this call and I'm like, I want to raise my hand. She's like, do it. Cause she's been trying to help me with this. Cause she knows this is an obstacle for me. So
yes,
I will.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I am so excited about next Friday. I can't wait for nacho night. It's thing. We're rewriting our story for next Friday, right? So on Friday morning, that's what you're going to do. What's one obstacle going to get in my way today? Well, actually, nothing's going to get in your way because you are going to work on this, right? You're going to write down Friday night nachos. This is the habit, because you are thinking something to pick at that bacon, right? But it's just probably happening so fast you're not catching it. So that's okay. So underneath that question, when it says, what's one thing I'm going to do about it? You tell me now, what is one thing, like I'm going to give action. Normally I'm all about the thinking, y'all, but because, you know, it's Meredith, we're going to talk about actions right here. What is one thing you can do that would really help the picking of the bacon?
Well, I think I did it last night. I handed my husband the thing. I'm like, bring this in the kitchen, get it out of here. So he took away, like just having it. And I know he would help me with that too. Like when he, like, if he sees me doing it too, he, you know, honey, I'm getting rid of that because I'm not hungry.
Love this.
I know one of the things I'm decompressing from the week. I know like that's my, you know, I'm having a beer. We're having, and so it's like kind of like a decompressing, not trying to think of the things, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's, so you have a couple things, you know, that there's a need that you need. There's a need that you have. I need to decompress. And right now we're using the bacon and the cheese and all the little good bits that are left in the nachos.
Yep.
You're making that connection. You're thinking like, this is going to help me decompress. I just want to keep going. Right. So that's great. So if you need to decompress, so your homework is going to be twofold. Number one, on Fridays, I want you to journal in on Friday mornings, or at the very least, if you're not a journaler, that's fine. At the very least, you write that in the obstacles. This is what, this is the obstacle. I'm like, look, I don't, everything else today, I'm not even like, this is what I'm focused on. I'm focusing on nachos, right? I am rewriting my relationship with Friday night Irish nachos.
Okay.
Like it's time to get a new story about them. Okay. So that's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to make a list of what is actually decompressing you. What other things can you do to decompress besides pick those nachos? Okay. And then I want you to utilize your husband. Like you said, I mean, you're so fortunate to have somebody that's in your corner and is willing to help you. So have this conversation with him and just say, hey, listen, this is what I'm working on. I really just, I want to do the nachos and I want to enjoy them, but I just don't want to overeat them. Right. So when we're done, can we just, can you remind me to put these in the kitchen? Right.
Right.
That's a great do line strategy for you.
Another thing I just thought of too, this is like the only meal I eat during the week where the serving dish is here. Like everything else I eat on small plates and small containers. So I think also just cutting a portion and giving it to him ahead of time, but.
Yes. And do you see how now your brain is just looking for answers?
Yeah.
Yes. And that only happens when we are in a space of not telling ourselves things like, this is a problem. Oh my gosh, it's Friday night again. Here we go. I'm going to undo everything I did all week. Because when we're in that space, that's all we're looking for. Right.
But
when
that's we're in my
the space of like, yes, when we're in the space of like, okay, I can solve this. There is a solution for participating in Friday night nacho night and not overeating. There is an answer. I just got to keep looking for it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you on Facebook, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So all of us, Meredith, we are going to be looking for you to post next Saturday, 1 week from today. We want an update on how Nacho Gate went. Okay? Nacho Gate.
Got it.
And tag me if you can. I'm on Facebook as Christy Davis. You can and tag me and let me know. I'll be dying.
Will do.
All right. Thanks
thank
for coming
on. Thank you so much. All right,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. It's 11:02. And we're done. Okay. Quick review. Stopping at enough. Number one, be willing to feel any feeling. Use the now process. Number two, be very aware of your thinking. Use discovery worksheets to help you uncover it. Learn to talk back to the thinking. Number three, ask yourself, what do I really need in this moment that I'm normally using food to solve for? And try to find out other ways that you can meet the need without the food. Have a great Saturday, everybody. Thanks. See ya.